Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's June 9th, 1947, and the title is Tom Morningstar's Return. Thanks for listening.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver? Away!
As the stagecoach carried him on the last leg of his journey home, young Tom Morningstar had a feeling he had never known before, a strange combination of fear and happiness. In manner and dress, he was like other men, Only his coloring marked him as an Indian. One passenger, a lady more curious than the rest, broke a long silence.
Young man, you're an Indian, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Do declare. What were you doing in the East? With a medicine show?
No, ma'am. I was at college. The government sent me there.
Government? Well, if that don't beat all...
You must be that Tom Morningstar they sent away to school 6 or 7 years ago.
That is right. I graduated from college last month. Now I'm returning home to my people.
Seems to me you'd be glad to stay away from them.
No. I am happy to return. Maybe I can do something to help them now. That is why I was sent to college.
Drag Hullock was a government agent in name only. Far from officials in Washington, he had used unscrupulous means to get himself appointed agent in charge of local Indian affairs, and had used his office to rob and cheat the Indians under his charge. The telegram from Washington advising that Tom Morningstar was returning made his position a dangerous one. He stood in front of a stagecoach terminal awaiting the Indians' arrival while he talked to his crooked henchman, Knife McCoy.
Sending Indians to college. They ought to kill them all instead of educating them and trying to improve them.
You sure hate Indians, don't you, Dre?
And you know why. They almost killed me once, down in the Pecos.
Because you was robbing them proper, that's why. You know, you was lucky to get away like you did.
Maybe, but it's the unluckiest thing for all Indians that I did. They've been paying for it ever since. One thing I promise, I'll put Morningstar in his place.
You mean 6 foot under, huh?
No matter what I mean. I'll put him in his place, that's all.
Hey, Drag, there she comes.
Yeah, so I see.
Hey, look over yonder. Looks as if one of Morningstar's friends is on hand to see her.
Hmm? Where?
Yeah, that redskin over there.
Well, here we are again. I got a passenger for you, Slim.
There's the engine now. Yeah. Look at him all dressed up like a Jew.
Where's your feathers at, engine? And there's Morningstar.
Dressed just as good as we are. Regular store clothes.
And look, he spotted that redskin.
Morningstar don't know what's ahead of him. If he did, he wouldn't be looking so pleased.
Tonto! Tonto! Tonto, my friend.
Tom Morningstar, welcome in peace, young brave. Me come to greet you.
Thank you, Tonto. Hey, I'm supposed to meet a government man here, Mr. Halleck.
Tom, me bring message to you about Halleck.
Message? Why, what?
Halleck, him bad hombre. Do bad to Indians. Him supposed to help. You watch out. You learn things him do.
I do not understand, Tom.
Well, you learn from chief. Here come Halleck now to see you. With other bad one, McCoy. Me go now.
But wait a minute, Tonto. I wonder what he means.
Hey, you, Injun. You Tom Morningstar?
Yes, I am.
I'm Halleck. Why didn't you report like you were supposed to instead of walking away?
I was looking for you, sir.
Never mind the lip. I don't know what you were doing talking to that other redskin just now, but if you come here looking for trouble, you'll get it.
That's the way to tell him, Halleck.
But Mr. Halleck, I have no such idea. I have come back to live with my people.
Then make sure you stay with them and don't try making them rise up against the whites hereabouts.
I do not understand what you are talking about.
You shut up. I'm telling you what to do. Stop trying to act like a white man and dressing like one, talking like one. You got yourself that education, but it don't mean anything. Out here, you're nothing but a plain, ornery redskin. And don't start thinking anything else.
That's telling them, Drag, isn't it, boys? That's giving it to them.
Put them in their place.
The Lone Ranger had set up camp in the hills halfway between town and the Indian village where Halleck supervised affairs on behalf of a protecting government. When Tonto told the masked man of Tom Morningstar's reception by Drag Halleck, the eyes of the ranger flashed through the slits in his mask.
Tonto, I'm glad you heard what took place. No matter what it seemed to be, it proved that Halleck is afraid of what may happen.
Him say to people, The Tom Morningstar. Start uprising.
So they'd be against Morningstar if he accuses Halleck of stealing from the Indians, as we suspect he is.
Me tell Tom to watch out.
Let's hope he does, then. Tonto, I don't like the looks of things here. But it's a government matter, and we can't act entirely on our own. I want you to ride to Aratella and take a message to Pete Taylor.
Pete Taylor? Him big man in government?
Yes. He's the supervisor of Indian affairs in the West. He's the one man who can do something about Halleck officially, if Halleck's betraying his trust.
Me ride to Aratella by mountain trail. Deliver message, return here by sundown tomorrow.
Good. While you're riding there, I'll go to the Indian village and keep a watch on Tom Morningstar.
When Tonto returned at sundown, he joined the Lone Ranger as the latter headed once more for the Indian village. They took the narrow trail that separated the steep walls of Snake Whip Canyon and led to the low hills behind the wooden cabins and pelt-covered teepees of the settlement.
If you get your message tonight, Tonto, Taylor should be here by morning.
You hear him say today the tribal council meet at village?
Yes, the chief and the council met with Tom Morningstar today. He should be meeting with Halleck now. I'll have to hurry there to find out what happened. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout. Listen, Kemosabe. Rocks fall from above. Easy, scout.
Easy, Silver. Easy. Look up there, Tonto. It's a landslide. Tonto, head front of that ledge. Come on, Silver.
Come, Father.
All right, Silver. Steady now. Fire. We're safe here. Steady, easy.
Easy, Father.
Well, that was a close call.
Snake Whip Canyon, bad place for landslide. Keep dangerous.
Yes, you're right, Tonto. Look up there. Tons of earth and boulders merely hanging on the edge of the canyon.
Them like that since great rains and winter.
One great slide and a horseman would be crushed to death or bottled in here for ages. Let's try to ride over this. Careful, Silver. Careful, big fellow.
We go. Get by safe now. Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
At Halleck's office in Indian Village, the crooked agent had just finished a violent session with the Indian Tribal Council. All but the chief had left, and Halleck was almost pleading with him as he talked. The chief, his features impassive, interrupted Halleck's talk.
You talk about gold we get by and by. Not good. You say we sign papers. Not good. Me not change what tribal council say.
But look, all you have to do is put your mark here. Me get you plenty gold.
No, not good. We not sign papers. We fix so young brave, Tom Morningstar. Him sign all papers for Indians. You not change this.
But I keep telling you, just like I told the others, Morningstar has no right to sign them. You're the one who must.
No, me not sign.
Or I don't. Get out of here.
Me go.
McCoy! Knife McCoy!
What is it, Drake?
Get Tom Morningstar into this office in a hurry. And keep everybody else out of here when you bring him in.
Here's Morningstar, Drake.
Close the door, McCoy, and stay here. All right, Morningstar.
You want to talk to me?
Want to? You being smart? No, I am talking to you, and straight. I told you if you came back here and started to make trouble, you'd soon find it.
Yes, I'm afraid I have.
What do you mean by that? Never mind. Now, what's this about you signing all the papers for the tribe?
That is what the council decided last night. After I checked their accounts, agreements, their papers. From now on, I am to represent them in their business with you and other outsiders.
Outsiders? Why, you see here, you young coyote, I'm in charge here. I run things.
Not for much longer, I imagine. I have enough information to know you have been robbing my people.
Did you say I was robbing?
I did not see that paper you asked the council to sign today, but I would like to. And I would also like to see the copy that you send to Washington.
I will not let you see either of them.
And I know why. It is because they are not the same. You have used two separate agreements on every royalty arrangement with my people.
Alec, I tell you, he knows too much. Let me...
Shut up, Knife.
Go on, Morningstar.
I will. One agreement, the one you send to Washington, calls for a large royalty percentage. And you receive that percentage from the government for payment to the Indians.
And you say I don't pay them?
I saw you pay them only a small percentage on the second agreement you have made them sign. You keep the difference. You are double-dealing, Mr. Halleck. You have stolen a fortune.
Give it to him, Knife.
That's it. He's not dead, is he?
No, but he's out for a long time.
Then keep guard over him and don't let him out of your sight.
I told you he knew too much. Now, what are you going to do?
Going to town and pick up the money we've got stashed in Ace Mannequin's. Then we're going to feed Morningstar to the mob while we make a getaway. When I do what I'm going to do, this place will be covered with dead Indians. And the deadest one will be Morningstar. No Indian is going to get away with what they've been trying.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, Drag Halleck rode to town and Knife McCoy sat with his back to the office door, his eyes fastened on the inert form of Tom Morningstar. As the Indian began to stir, McCoy moved toward him with gun butt uplifted, when suddenly the sound of the door opening behind him caused him to turn swiftly.
Drop that gun, McCoy. Don't move a step.
A masked man. What do you want?
I want you to stand still and keep quiet. Hello.
Come, Kemosabe.
Tom isn't quite conscious. You want to help him? Then take him out and put him on silver.
Me do it.
I don't know what your boss Halleck plans, McCoy, but we've heard enough to know it's going to mean bloodshed if he goes through with it. It's a good thing this building isn't near the center of the village. Otto can stay here and guard you till we want you later.
Tom Morningstar, safe and silver, Kemosabe.
Good. You stay here and keep this man covered. Halleck arranged it so no one would come here while he held Tom. His plan will work to our advantage now.
Me watch him. You come back soon?
I'm going to hide Tom so no harm will come to him. And I'm going to town and find out what Halleck is up to. Don't open this door until I return, or until Pete Taylor and his men come.
Pete Taylor? Is he coming here?
Yes, McCoy. Pete Taylor is coming here. That bothers you, doesn't it? No wonder. Otto, if he tries anything, don't take any chances. Use your gun.
Monsilver!
In the Lone Ranger's camp, a bewildered Tom Morningstar gained full consciousness. Finally convinced that the masked man was a friend, the young Indian told him of the evidence he had gathered against Halleck.
What you've told me, Tom, you have enough evidence to put Halleck in jail for life. No wonder he's threatened death to you and the chiefs.
But he is gone, you say. They will never find him.
He doesn't know we overheard him talking to you. And he doesn't know you're free or that Pete Taylor is on his way here. He'll go back to his office for McCoy and whatever money they have there.
What will you have me do?
Stay here until I return.
That's the safest thing for you. I'm heading for town.
I hope it is not too late.
One through there!
Drag Halleck was as rash as he was greedy and crooked. The beginning of his crooked scheme was a heated speech which he was making to the lawless mob in front of Madigan's Cafe.
I'm filling those Indians with lies and poison, telling them he's going to lead them back in here against you. They're arming now with guns they've hidden, ready to kill all of you. Why, I had to flee for my life. There's nothing we can do to stop them unless the soldiers come.
Oh, yes, there is.
Now it's in your hands, men. Do something. Don't wait for the Indians to come and massacre you. Get them before... Well, look at that. There's one red-blooded man who can't wait. That army's going to get his rifles and act like a real man should.
Man, him and that white horse sure are a-flying.
Until the white horse galloped away, none of those listening to Drag Halleck had noticed the masked stranger who had stayed at the edge of the mob as Halleck whipped them into a frenzy with his lies. If they had seen him, they would never have guessed that the tall man was the Lone Ranger.
Faster, boy! Faster!
Riding back to where Tom Morningstar waited, the Lone Ranger headed along the narrow path that threaded the steep walls of Snake Whip Canyon, studying every inch of ground beneath them and the dangerous overhanging boulders above. The masked man and his powerful stallion didn't pause for a moment. Soon, accompanied by Tom Morningstar and carrying picks and spades from the camp, he returned to the canyon's rim.
Tom, we'll have a lot of digging to do in a short time. It's a long shot, but worth trying.
We will do it all right. We have to do it.
Well, Tom, that about does it.
You think those logs will hold the boulders in place?
I'm sure they will. They'll work like a hair trigger.
It will be a good trick if it works.
It will. We'll tie a rope to this log, too, as we did with the other. Then when the time comes, it will be a simple matter to tie it to the saddle and ride off.
You will stay here on the rim of the canyon?
Yes. I'll ride now to a spot overlooking the entrance. You'd better get down there and remain mounted in a spot where they can see you from the main trail.
I will start off at once. They should soon be here if Halleck has his way.
He will.
Everybody. They may try an ambush in the canyon. Keep your eyes open.
Fred, you think them Indians left the village yet?
I tell you, Slim, I don't know. We've just got to watch out.
Well, I was just thinking if we split and... Hey, Drag, look! Pull up!
What's the matter? What's eating you?
Rein up, everybody!
Easy now. What is it you're looking at, Slim?
Off there, over near the canyon, an Indian, looking right straight here.
A scout! There he is! Go after him!
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, let me look. Man, it's him.
Who? Who is it?
It's the Indian we're after most, Tom Morningstar.
Well, look at him. Why, the dirty killing redskin shaking his fist at us.
Come on, everybody, get after him. Get the Indian first, and don't take him alive.
What's the idea? Look, Drake, he's heading into the canyon trail.
Never mind the talking. Let's get him. Come on, boy.
Tom Morningstar sped from the pursuing horsemen into Snake Whip Canyon. Just as the last of Drag Halleck's horsemen entered the narrow canyon trail, the faint rumble of rocks and earth was heard from above. Slowly at first, but with terrifying intensity, the landslide increased. Then a seemingly endless avalanche of rocks and boulders thundered down from above, crashing against the walls, covering the canyon floors, building up and forming a gigantic and natural wall behind the riders ahead. The horsemen, even those farthest from the front, stopped in alarm.
Keep going up there! It's a landslide!
Halleck! Drag! It's a landslide behind us!
We won't be able to ride back.
Never mind what's in back. We're going forward. What's the matter with you men up there? Keep riding. Get that redskin. Get up now. Come on. Come on.
As the landslide blocked the back trail, the horsemen below could not see the masked man riding far above them near the rim of the canyon. Nor could they see him as his white horse sped off on an angle that brought him far ahead of them. Below in the twisting gorge, he came to a spot where he could look down on the trail where Tom Morningstar would soon lead Halleck and the men who pursued him.
Who's over, Hobart? Oh, steady. We did it that time. Now for one more try. Easy, big fella. Stay right there, Silver. Right where you are. I get that rope on the log. Hold it now, Silver. Hold still while I tie the end of the rope to the horn of the saddle. There, that's it. Easy, big fella. Now, get ready for the big pull, Silver.
Looking down, the Lone Ranger watched the path below. Suddenly heading toward a bend, Tom Morningstar, spurring his tiring horse to a last dynamic effort, spurted the last yards that brought him out from between the canyon walls.
He's out, Silver. Gotta make him safe, boy. All right, Silver, pull. Pull, big fella. We did it, boy. We did it.
Lone Ranger and Tom Morningstar rode back to the Indian village to find the Indian supervisor, Pete Taylor, and his deputies in possession of Drag Halleck's office. While others looked at the masked man with wonder when he entered the office, Pete Taylor greeted him warmly.
Well, we set out as soon as Tonto brought your message and the silver bullet. We took McCoy off Tonto's hands when we arrived here. He's under guard in a small jailhouse here.
McCoy, him in Calaboose. Him tell all about Halleck.
So you know everything that's been going on then, huh, Taylor?
Well, all of it, I think. Your suspicions were correct.
They were more than suspicions. That's why I wanted you, as a government man in charge, to know what was going on. What Tonto knew and what Morningstar found out will complete any case against Halleck.
We have him on something else, too.
Oh?
We found he got his appointment here on forged credentials and affidavits. Morningstar, how would it appeal to you if you were placed in charge of this settlement?
It would be the greatest privilege of my life. The United States has granted me more than most men receive.
It's only what you deserve, Tom. Indians and white men both will benefit with you on the job.
Thank you, Masked Man.
Are you ready, Tonto?
You're ready, Kinfoot.
Well, wait! We want you to stay. We're going after Drag Halleck now. We'll want you on hand to see he's brought to justice.
If you go after Halleck now, you'd better give all your men picks and shovels.
What do you mean?
Drag Halleck, with most of the money he stole, is locked up tight in Snake Whip Canyon.
Locked up?
Well, perhaps walled up is a better phrase. Tom Morningstar here will tell you about it. Lead you to Halleck and the rest of his gang.
Well, then we'd better hurry. Hey, get ready, all you men.
All right. There is no hurry, Mr. Taylor. They cannot dig themselves out in a day's time using their hands. That is why we had better get shovels.
We'll go, Tonto.
Need your horses ready.
Good. Well, I'm glad you got here, Taylor, before Halleck and that other thief McCoy got away, before they led our Indian friends here to death. Goodbye, Tom Morningstar, and good luck to you.
Goodbye, sir. He is a great man, Mr. Taylor.
I know it, Morningstar. That's why a silver bullet brought me here at once.
Well, what's great about a man that goes around dressed like a highwayman wearing a mask? Who is he?
I'm ashamed of you, Thompson. Didn't that Indian Tonto give you an idea who the masked man is?
Why, no, I...
Well, listen, he just yelled Silver.
Silver? Well, then that must have been...
That's right, Thompson. That was the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver!
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.